Did we figure out what this song is all about yet?
You want to know what it's about?
Well, it's supposed to bring us into another Good Day Hour.
Right.
But I don't readily hear the reference to Good Day.
You want to spell that?
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, at the beginning, you did.
Yeah. All right. Good Day time is 7 after the hour. Heather and Richie and Jennifer are here. Roberta not here. Story time in a moment. The Tuesday, July 17th edition of Beyond Good Day. The Boomer Bros will join us later on in the hour. What are you doing right this minute?
What are you doing?
Have you learned from what you did yesterday to do something differently today? Or did you have something happen to you yesterday that you think sort of underscores or solidifies that you're doing whatever you're doing the right way, the way that will lead you into the future? Or are you kind of stuck on what you're doing? Very interesting. Very important.
Something to ponder.
Yeah, something to ponder. All right, so let us, speaking of pondering, work on storylines. These are ideas for movies that we come up with. That if we really were smart, we could at least get a television show out of them. Right, Jennifer? Some of these things that are happening to people that are... And I give you an example of sort of you wonder why. When you understand marketing, I saw this yesterday, and I'm thinking to myself, who needs this? You're familiar with Planters peanuts.
Of course.
Kraft Foods. Mm-hmm. Remember once we talked to somebody who said there were rodent hairs all through the...
Yeah.
You probably find that.
That's true in anything with cans or bottles,
right.
Usually.
Okay. So now the folks at Planters Peanut Butter have come up with a new idea.
Uh-oh.
This is peanut butter for grown-ups. Peanut butter in the...
It's got vodka in it.
Next week or two, Planters is going to introduce Nutrition Energy Mix peanut butter. They're going to put fruit and granola and other things like that into the peanut butter to make it healthier for you. Who in the name of heaven?
They have these already, kind of.
They do?
In the nut packs. So you can buy the energy packs where they have.
We're a nut pack.
Shut up. where you can go buy the package of nuts at the 7-Eleven, whatever. And
it's
it'll have almonds. Yeah, Nutrition. It'll have almonds. It'll have raisins. It'll have carob chocolate in it and all that kind of stuff just to kind of give you a little energy boost.
You have to be careful because it's still a lot of calories.
It is.
It's good for you as it is.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
That is the point.
I mean, my peanut butter I get with mixed in flaxseed, and that doesn't up the calories, but it does make it more nutritious, and it's pretty good. But I don't know about fruit and granola. I mean, granola's high fat.
I'm confused. So this is not like a peanut spread with everything in there. They're just, it's the nuts. It's like a trail mix.
There already is the trail mix type thing.
Right,
now what he's saying is now they're going to make a spread out of it.
I don't know.
Peanut butter with all this stuff in it. Doesn't that sound gross?
I'm not on it.
The trail mix stuff is pretty good.
Yeah, the trail mix. I'm all about.
The trail mix stuff is fine.
Yeah.
Except why would you buy it from Planters when you can get really healthy stuff.
So it's kind of like taking the trail mix and chewing it up and then putting it on your bread.
If you walk down the grocery store aisle, there's all kinds of companies doing this trail mix thing.
All right, so here's the, I think this may be the test. You know how each year I travel back and forth across the country with Charlotte going from California to Boston and vice versa because I don't want her to go on the train. So I buy snacks. And 3 or 4 years ago, I bought one of those big jugs of Planters peanuts with all the other raisins and little yogurt things and M&Ms. All those things are in this big jar. Do you know that I have been using that same jar with the same stuff in it as snacks crossing the country for 3 years?
And the stuff is stale.
No, it's the same. It tastes the same now as it did when I started chewing on 3 years ago.
Ugh.
3 years.
I wouldn't let your new friend know that.
Can you imagine?
She may not have
that
anymore.
Be out the door, right, yeah. I've
actually,
stashed them away somewhere.
Give her some and say, here, does this taste good to you? And they're like, I'm 3 years old.
Nuts?
All right. But can you imagine? I mean, nobody who knows me well thinks it's unusual for me to do stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm not surprised.
But just the fact that it still is the same after 3 years is, I think, extraordinary.
Well, it's nuts and raisins. How does that really go bad? Well, I mean, it'll taste rancid probably when you eat it, but looking at it,
It doesn't taste any differently.
Your taste buds are kind of toast. You need to have Heather taste it.
What do you mean my taste buds?
I would imagine your taste buds are so wrecked.
Inside
from
your body.
From all your leftover two-week-old salmon soup that you make and stuff. I can't imagine.
No, that's Heather's right. Into the new regime here. That stuff. She threw out, last night, we had gone to Acapulco's little Mexican restaurant, Heather knows. And we didn't eat. We had fish tacos.
I love fish tacos.
So we didn't finish them all. I brought them home, put them in the refrigerator. Last night, I came home thinking I was going to have them.
Nope.
Gone.
Who ate them? Who ate them?
Nobody ate them. They got tossed.
They were tossed.
Really?
Along with your visit to Acapulco.
Oh, wait a minute. There was something else in the refrigerator that was perfectly good that had been tossed.
How many days were the fish tacos in the refrigerator?
Yeah, that's what I need to know.
10, maybe.
Exactly. Of course they should be.
Why?
Fish does not last 10 days in the refrigerator.
Fish was cooked.
Hey, you know, anytime that Doug ever walked up to me and he holds his hand out with food in it and says, want some? It's good.
No.
I believe I'd have to pass.
Steel-plated stomach, steel-plated tongue, I guarantee you.
Really? Doug's answer to everything is just boil it in water for long enough and it'll be fine.
Yeah, well, it really kill all the stuff that's in there.
Yeah.
I had leftover from Edgar's service. We had a corn and tomato salad. It was really good. Mm. And I put some black bean soup in with it and warmed it all up.
It was pretty good. With the lettuce?
As long as you weren't too close to me. What was that,
Rich? Was it just the corn and tomatoes or was there lettuce in there?
No, it was just corn and tomatoes. Okay. It was very good salad.
Do you like how he slipped that in? It was really good as long as you weren't too close to me.
Right. 14.
You have black beans.
Past the hour. Very good protein. Extraordinarily good protein. All right, so here we are. It's 14 after the hour, and I think we'll have Heather warm things up. She probably doesn't have a black bean and corn story, but I'm betting she has something almost that good.
Some Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice. Jamba. All right, 14 after the hour and good day.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Jimmy. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to Beyond Good Day. Doug Steffen with Heather and Jennifer. and Rich, Jennifer, with girls on her, I don't know, this is sort of a girl's love story versus, are there such things as guys' love stories? You think?
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm sure there are. We just never talk about them.
Never find them, yeah. Right.
Yeah, except meanwhile, you talk about them.
Heather has got some Jamba Juice to go with my fish tacos that were destroyed prematurely.
Oh, yum. Actually, I don't know if you're familiar with the organization Change.org.
Yeah.
Okay. Change.org. I'm loving it. And for anybody else who's not, it's basically, it was started in like 2006 or 7. And it's just trying to get social change through online petitions. Well, this one that I came across, I was so proud of her. It's a 10-year-old girl and it's Jamba Juice, stop using styrofoam cups that kill animals. That is her headline. This is a little 10-year-old girl, and I'm just going to read a little bit about it. Her name is Mia. She's from Carlsbad, California. She's 10 years old, and she says, when I was at Jamba Juice a couple of weeks ago, I ordered a smoothie, and they gave it to me in a styrofoam cup. The person behind me ordered yogurt, and they gave it to them in a styrofoam container, too. That is just ridiculous, she says. It bothered me so much that my mom encouraged me to start a petition, so she has. And she did some research, and as you know, styrofoam takes so long to break down.
Awful.
In
yeah.
the earth, just awful. And also when they're processing it, there are so many chemicals that are emitted just to process it. And she did the research and found that some Jamba Juice, it's a chain. And some places, in some places like Seattle, they do not use styrofoam.
It's
banned. They, you know, they use paper.
The local municipality has banned it, so they have to have an alternative.
So she is saying, she's put out a petition there saying, why not, if they can do it in one place or a couple of places, ban the styrofoam? Why don't they just make that a policy for the entire company? And I just, I thought it was great as far as from, you know, just the green aspect of it. But also this 10-year-old girl just stood up and decided to do something. And I was so proud and so happy to hear that. So she has a petition out there on change.org. Jamba Juice, stop using styrofoam cups, and she's looking for signatures on it.
See how action-oriented we are? I just sent an email to the ladies who run the dairy store for me, and the question was, can we find something better than styrofoam?
Yes.
So you've now launched me
Look
into
at what
action.
Happens.
And I think that that's
it's
how
contagious.
Things, that's how movements get started.
And I'm signing Mia's petition right now as we speak.
Well, I mean, in this circumstance, maybe we can make a little bit more of a difference by getting, there have to be plastic cups. Or
that's what I thought Jamba Juice used. I always see them like plastic.
Well, is it plastic? I mean, probably it's more expensive.
You know what? Isn't this the place that charges you like $9 for a smoothie?
For a smoothie. I
think when we were down in D.C., I went in there and I was just like, what are you talking about? $9 for a smoothie.
Very and if you're charging me that much, get a good cup. For
right. I've
give
never
me glass.
Been
yeah,
for $9.
I've been to Jamba Juice, too.
Yeah, Jamba Juice. I want Pedro climbing the coconut tree.
Why can you on the head with a coconut? There are a lot of things, if you think about them, you'll actually, wait a minute, that makes sense. Maybe we got to, people just don't think. You need to remind people of things like that so they either start with some consciousness.
Raise some consciousness.
Or raise, yeah, exactly. All right, so that's good. Heather there. And in a minute or two, Jennifer brings us into another world of women.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Get Good Day to Go.
Welcome to DuckStaffin.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a good day to go, please.
Take us with you with a Good Day podcast. Download and listen at your convenience at DuckStaffin.com.
This is the Mind Bender music from 114 years ago, Rich.
Right around then, yes. That's why I played it for you.
I know. Thank you. Hi, Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, stories that you may not have heard or won't know what to think of the actions of some of your fellow human beings. This is... probably one of those examples, Richie, I'm guessing, that Jennifer has.
Well, usually I like death and destruction, Dougie, but today it's about pulling your heartstrings.
Oh, sweet.
All right, so imagine this. This lady is out walking around Washington, D.C. She was in town for an education conference, but she was a photographer, so she thought she'd wander around the city a little bit and take pictures of the war memorial. That's easy for me to say.
The World War One memorial, which kind of stands all by itself over in the trees. It's not a whole lot of people go to it.
Yep.
It's kind of she was out taking pictures, and she sees right in the center of this lighted pavilion these two people. So she zooms in on them with her camera, and she said, oh, I bet he's getting ready to propose. And she noticed the man was in uniform. And sure enough, he drops down to one knee, proposes. They're kissing and embracing, and she gets it all on camera. So she goes back, and she's developing her photos, and she looked at it, and she said, you know what? These photos belong to the couple. So she's now attempting to find out who this military man and his newly decided bride-to-be are, because she wants to send these photos to them for their family, I guess. They're developing family. Very cute. She contacted Andrews Air Force Base about placing an ad with the photos in the newspaper, but without permission from the couple, the base can't use the pictures. So she's created this little video. It's up on Huffington Post Weddings, and she's trying to see if she can get information to track these people down. So we'll put the video up, and if you know them, there's contact information, and I think that's really cool that she's trying
to. It's an invasion of privacy.
You have to see the pictures. It's
adorable.
Really, they're very nice pictures.
It's still an invasion of privacy.
But she tried to catch them as she didn't want to interrupt as they were having
their
moment.
An invasion of privacy.
So she, after they were obviously done, she couldn't get to them because they're doing some construction there. So there was a fence in between her and where the thing was. And she yelled for them, but they didn't. They heard this kind of
I want to invade your privacy.
Right, exactly.
Please look over here.
The coolest thing, though, and Heather, as a girl, I think you can, and we're going to give you men a little tip here. One of the pictures, or the picture that is probably the most obvious one in this video, is the military guy is holding his girlfriend, or fiance, I guess, with both of his hands on her face and
kind
of drawing her in.
Oh, that
is the hottest maneuver ever.
Shut up for a second. Then the other side of that is that her hands are just blank, just laying down by her side.
She's
like
totally
just
flabbergasted.
Okay, here's my caption for this picture.
Yes.
Future divorcee.
No.
There he is, Mr. Happy.
Killjoy.
Meredith,
yeah, I
run.
Will say, she
run away,
look
Meredith.
Like the happiest person ever. I mean, she kind of is like, okay, I'll kiss you. But I'm sure she was just flabbergasted. But he grabs her by the face, and he's got, oh, I just love that. I think that is the hottest
and
thing.
And the woman
I
who was
that.
The
it's
photographer
almost like,
said.
It's like the kiss where they like hold you in the back of the neck.
Oh, yes. That
really?
Is so good.
The woman who was the photographer says, I could feel the romance through my camera lens.
Oh, good God. What drivel.
It's a
She's
nice
She's trying
story.
To sell something.
Hey, Heather.
Invasion of privacy.
She's going to give it to them.
Get your girlfriend to come into the studio so that we can talk to her
no,
and warn her what's
she's
coming.
She's leaving to the airport.
She's not, leaving right the
she
better
not
keep going.
She is never going to get on this program, ever. Ever. All right. So anyway, what do we have next?
Run away. Run
oh,
away.
I think we have Uri next.
You'll never be happy with him.
28 past the hour on
He's
today.
A cur.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Three garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden is here. Heather Bachman is here. Jennifer Horn is here. And Uri Geller is here to help us understand some of the finer points in life. You know, Uri, as a mind motivator, you'll be interested in some of the things we've been talking about today. For some reason, we're getting off talking about women and weight and why, in general, people let themselves get into the physical condition that they do. And then that's sort of, as we drill deeper into it, why do people fail? And I have maintained, there's somebody who is promoting something called thefirstkey.com. You might want to look at thefirstkey.com/good day. Deals with people in their subconscious mind, as they all of us, have this tendency to be self-saboteurs. And what you do, and what other people who are in the motivation business do, is work to try to help people overcome these subconscious saboteuring thoughts, actions, deeds. So I wonder how much thought in your career, as you have been described as a mentalist by some, motivator. I think I referred to you as a master motivator. What do we do to?
Well, I like you say, I talk to my subconscious mind, and I say I'm a winner. I say I deserve to get what I want. I say I will wake up tomorrow feeling great. I say no turning back. I say that was then, this is now. I say I have the mind power. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. I say I'm doing this for me. This is important, Doug. I say I love myself. I say I deserve success. I say I feel focused. And lastly, and I say this every day, I say I am an achiever. I get things done. When you repeat these mantras in your mind over and over, you trigger that energy, the power, the motivational factor in you. We all have it. We all can produce inspirational thoughts. And because thoughts can become things, your thoughts can become tangible things. You've got to believe in it. I always say what you visualize, you can materialize, because your thoughts can become things. If you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. Those are the little affirmations that I do almost daily. Maybe I don't go through all of them, but I certainly believe that I can awaken these energies to work for me. That's why I don't fail. Now, I'm not a perfectionist, but I'm also not perfect, but I try to get up there to be an achiever. So I believe in myself. I have confidence, and that is the key issue here. Have confidence. Don't be an introvert. Be an extrovert. Now, I've said this in about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. And if you can remember some of these things, you will start feeling good. It's the good factor, motivational aspect of what your subconscious can do for you.
Well, you just have to, you don't have to, but the way to make it work is to overcome this strong sense that people have of self-sabotage. That is, things that are ingrained in you. We all come pretty much from, for the most part, devastatingly dysfunctional families. Parents who taught us the wrong things or who underscored things that were not of value. They may have been their values, but they aren't your values. And sometimes it's really hard to dig in there. It's easy to talk about it. Not so easy. And people say that. You know it as well as I do. There are people who say, oh, yeah, that's fine. You say you got to do this, you got to do that. But how do you do it? How do you balance your subconscious mind? You know, you talk about waking up and having these thoughts, doing some meditation. But I guess my question to those who are listening to the program is pretty direct. What steps are you going to take today, now, on your journey to reach your goals? Are you doing it already? Have you thought about it? Because you probably all have set goals for yourself. And Uri, what do you say to people if they haven't set goals?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I just came back from Japan, and I got a gift, a little gift. It's a little box that you place in your refrigerator. So I'm now next to my refrigerator, and I'm going to open the door, and I'm going to put the receiver next to that box, and let's see what it says, okay?
I'm
next to this huge refrigerator in my kitchen, and I hope it won't be garbled, but here goes. Did you hear anything?
I heard something, but I couldn't understand it.
I thought you were going to put your phone in the refrigerator and close the door.
The little box said you've got so many choices. So many choices. I'm going to put the receiver again to it. Let's see what it says now. Hold on.
Hey, I'm trying to keep cool in here.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
So the little box said to me, hey, I'm trying to keep cool in here. You've got to be cool. You've got to be balanced. And again, you've got to believe in yourself. And what did it say? And then it said, shut the frigging door.
All right, so now I have to draw a picture for people, because I can imagine, having been in your kitchen dozens and dozens of times, I'm visualizing. Uri does, you know, this is an amazing thing about Uri and his family. Some of their most interesting work is done in the kitchen. Uri spends a lot of time in the kitchen with his brother-in-law, Shippy, who's his basic manager, companion, the guys who are working on everything together. They know everything. And Hannah's in there. I can see that refrigerator. I can see the stove.
Yeah,
I can see the wash area where she is in the middle of the room. And then the area on the other side of the sink where you and Shippy, you know, I've sat, again, dozens of times.
Doug, I got to stop you because you've got to kind of erase that kitchen out of your mind because we were...
You got a new kitchen? A new kitchen.
So it looks different. Let's just go back to, you know, talking about success.
Yes.
You know, there are many different levels of success. And this is important, that if your success does not help you grow as a person, and if your success does not open your mind to new insights and new aspirations, then it is a poor thing. So you've got to be truly successful in whatever you do. Now, success is not judged by money. I mean, there are successful people who are worth $3 billion, but they're miserable. Mm-hmm. They're sad. They're upset. They're drunk all day long. Yet they have $3 billion in their bank account. I don't call that success. Do you?
No.
And it's amazing, because when you become fabulously rich, you can afford anything and everything. And it kind of... You know, you can buy, just imagine that you can have everything and anything in the world. You know, you become very quickly bored. And that's, it's such a negative to be bored. You've always got to have something working for you to inject some happiness and joy into your life. Look, wanting to do good, Doug, and I'm talking about now goodness, and to all our listeners who can actually stretch out their hands and help others. So wanting to do good is a powerful motive. Wanting to do it to others is both powerful and, listen to this, dangerous. So again, you've got to be very clever, very shrewd, very calculative in life, and you've got to know what you are doing. So the road to success has turns, ups and downs, but I do believe that all of us, you don't have to be a Doug Stefan or an Uri Geller, all of us can achieve success in one way or another.
I think the simple question here is asking yourself, what small difference in my life today will change my life from yesterday? What small thing? Because that's how you do this. It's not one big...
I had Uri Geller's refrigerator talk to me. That'll make a big difference in
my
life.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Now think about it. It sounds like you're in a hollow... I know you're adding you're adding on to the house. I knew that. But it sounds like you're in a hollow space. Is the kitchen finished?
The kitchen is totally finished, but it's very minimal. So it sounds like there is an echo. Next time I won't do the show from here. I'll do it in the living room.
So, but this is important. Understand what you do today may make a big difference in where you end up tomorrow. I think that's what you're saying, Uri, in a manner of speaking. And thoughts are things, all of that stuff. It seems so easy, but it's always the question, how do I do it? It's not what I have to do, but how I do it.
And I do it by activating my curiosity. My wanting to know about things, events, places, and people. Mm-hmm. You've got to stay curious in life.
Absolutely.
Even if you live to be 100, never lose that. Never lose the curiosity factor. It is the thing that will inspire you to get out of bed every morning.
Yeah.
So be curious. Be inspired to know things. Talk to people. Pick up the phone to people that you quarreled with. And say, I'm going to forgive you today. I'm going to give you a call. I'll email you today. And if you do that, wow, the doors will open wide and good things will pour into your life.
I think this is really something that it doesn't go without saying. You have to talk about these things. You have to say them. You have to keep underscoring them. You have to keep remembering them, because there are so many things pushing and pulling on you. And it isn't just all the screens in front of you, television, computers, yada, yada. You're bombarded. That's one of your favorite words. With 3,000. You know this? The average person in the Western world is bombarded by over 3,000 messages a day to take some kind of action. Buy, go, help, do. I mean, think about it. Whether you're watching television, you're driving down the street, it's everywhere. You're being pulled. Somebody is trying to get you to do something, and most of the things they're trying to get you to do are things that will make money for the people that are trying to get you to do them.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, human nature. And You know, anyone who knows humans well must have a sneaking suspicion that anything they want to do, they will sooner or later manage to do.
Yeah.
So this is our, you know, we're animals. We have jealousy, we have envy, we have fear, we have happiness, we have joy. And most important, we can activate the power of love. I do believe also in the power of prayer, and I do that. I activate that. I pray every day.
Yeah.
You know, being Jewish, I don't know if you've ever heard of the word mezuzah.
Mezuzah.
It has, you know, it's religiously, it's an obligation that every religious home has a mezuzah.
Right, by the door.
Each doorway. Mm. And
I remember an old cornball expression that I know I used with you when we went into a hotel once, and the mezuzah was on the door. King David Hotel, when we stayed there in Israel, has it. Anyway, you're never a loser when you have a mezuzah.
Yeah, because it reminds you the power of prayer. You touch it. Right. You use it as a tool for your mind.
Uri Geller. Go to Uri, URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com, to find out more in the way of helpful slogans, helpful ideas to make your life better. That's what he's all about. Uri, God bless you. Talk to you again next week.
Lots of love. Bye, everyone.
Take good care. 12 before the hour, and good day.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by visiting our Facebook page and giving us a like. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
The federal government is now borrowing $58,000 a second. The politicians are destroying our dollar's value by printing trillions of them out of thin air. A new book, The Inflation Deception, explains how to restore an honest money system and replace today's inflatocracy. The Inflation Deception, written by monetary expert Craig R. Smith, explains how the inflatocracy took over our government and then shows seven ways to restore a free, prosperous America and protect your family. The key is safeguarding your life savings with gold. Honest, debt-free money that politicians cannot create or destroy. Call the folks at Swiss America today at 800-289-2646 to cash in on a special radio offer, a free copy of The Inflation Deception to every one of my listeners with savings to protect. Call now, 800-289-2646, toll-free 800-289-2646. I promise you, you'll never see inflation or money the same way you do now. Call 800-289-2646.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, some good news today. The world of bottled water. How many people will buy a bottle of water today?
I don't buy bottled water anymore.
I try not to. But
how do you get the water? You have one of those containers?
I'll take something with me if I can. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bottles, it just drives me. Although I bought a shirt last week and it's made of recycled bottles.
I want to see that. So post that picture.
That's kind of cool. Does it have a sticky label?
It's
on
Under
it?
Armour.
No, post that picture.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Check out things at DougStefan.com that are new today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
More than just the searing heat, it is a serious lack of rainfall. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Much of the nation, from the midsection of the country to the East Coast, is baking again. Yet another heat wave. To go along with that, more than half of the country is suffering from drought. The National Climatic Data Center releasing figures that show the dry weather is affecting 55% of the U.S., excluding Alaska and Hawaii. It is one thing to hear these numbers, and another to hear how this is affecting our farmers. Charlie Bennett is a farmer with land in Durand, Illinois, near the Wisconsin border.
My house in particular, we haven't had rain in 45 days. Our pastures are all dried up, been feeding hay to our cows since about the middle of June. We were dry before this dry spell hit, and our corn is either burned up or on the stage of burning up.
Bennett says his fields desperately need rain, but it will take a large amount of it in order to save his crop. The governor of Illinois, Pat Quinn, says the ongoing drought could have a devastating impact on people all over the globe.
We're a mighty agricultural state. We're not only feeding the United States, but we're feeding the world. Many other countries depend on our corn and our soybeans.
And what about the immediate impact, if any, on food prices? On CNN's State of the Union, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack talked about that.
Prices and the impact of a drought will not likely be seen in the grocery aisles until later next year. If folks are using this opportunity to raise prices inappropriately, shame on them.
Oh, and one more weather-related note. If you're one of the millions enduring this latest heat wave and you find yourself in front of one of these today, turn it on. Ah, a blast of cool from an air conditioner. Oh, that feels good. It was on this date back in 1902 that Willis H. Carrier invented the modern air conditioner. Mr. Carrier, on behalf of all of us, thank you. Hey, turn it down. I need a sweater in here. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
On Wall Street, a choppy trading session for the market yesterday. The Dow wound up with a 50-point loss to 12,727. S&P down 3. NASDAQ ended 12 points lower. Oil prices up $1.33 a barrel, finishing at $88.43. In the I didn't order that department, Delta trying to figure out how sewing needles ended up in sandwiches served during international flights to the U.S. The four flights, all from Amsterdam, arrived in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Atlanta. The sandwiches were all served in business class cabins on those four flights. The latest probe that will search for signs of life on Mars is less than 3 weeks away from landing on the red planet.
What could arguably be the most important event, most significant event in the history of planetary exploration?
That's NASA's Doug McQuiston, who says the Mars Science Laboratory will look for evidence of past life on Mars, but it must first survive a harrowing descent onto the surface. This Mars rover will go from 13,000 miles an hour to a gentle touchdown in less than 7 minutes. The rover scheduled to arrive on Mars on August 6th. Couple of closing notes. First, let's hit the road. With so many of us taking trips by car this summer, we are all familiar with car air fresheners, most of which smell like a rotting evergreen. Anyway, the folks at Disney will soon be selling air fresheners for your car, each with a scent of some of the food sold at Disneyland. Yes, you have the smell of candy apples, Mickey's ice cream, Mickey's waffles, and my favorite, the barbecue turkey leg. Use one of those air fresheners and your kids will demand you drive straight to Anaheim. And finally, to the campaign trail we go, to Cincinnati, Ohio. President Obama held a town hall-style meeting there yesterday, and among the many questions he faced, this one from a barber.
When can I cut your hair?
When can I cut your hair?
First of all, you would not want a president who was disloyal to his barber.
There you go. Just another hair-raising day on the campaign trail. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.